Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In this episode, I'm going to share the astrology update for August 2023. Stay tuned till the end of the episode when I give my sun sign predictions for each zodiac sign. Welcome to the episode on the astrology of August 2023. Stay tuned until the end of the episode when I give my sun sign forecast for each zodiac sign. I will share the key dates and astrological activities during the month of August and then go back and give more details. Here we go. August 2023 kicks off on August 1st with a super full moon in Aquarius with the sun in Leo. August 8th, 8-8, is the Lionsgate activation as the portal to higher dimensions is wide open. August 16th is the new moon in Leo. August 23rd, the sun transits into Virgo. On the same day, Mercury goes retrograde in Virgo until September 15th. August 23rd through September 15th, we've got a Mercury retrograde in the sign Virgo. On August 27th, Mars transits into Libra. August 28th, Uranus goes retrograde in Taurus. And we end the month August 30th with a full moon in Pisces with the sun in Virgo. August augurs an action-packed astrological month with two full moons, a once-in-a-blue-moon occurrence. At the beginning of the month and again at the very end. August activation Aquarian style with a full moon in Aquarius on the 1st and Pisces full moon to round out the month on August 30th. With the Leo new moon sandwiched in mid-month on August 16th. The powerful Lionsgate portal opening on 8-8 arrives a week after the Aquarian full moon. Mercury and Uranus join the retro redux party with Mercury going retrograde from August 23rd to September 15th and Uranus flashing back in Taurus from August 28th through January 27th, 2024. They join retrograde planets Venus, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. August is ushered in under the auspicious stars of Sirius, and the Aquarian age blazes forth under a full moon in Aquarius on August 1st, launching the cosmic party, which is in full swing on 8-8, the Lion's Gate, when doors to manifestation open wide. Super full moon in Aquarius for all of us super Aquarians shines forth on August 1st, at 2:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Fun and frolic and freedom are calling. However, with an abundance of fixed planets, we need to be flexible and work on breaking old patterns. Fun, frustrating, five fixed signs include the Moon in Aquarius, Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, Sun and Venus in Leo. Jupiter is squaring the full moon, and the sun, perhaps pushing for decisions or actions. Yet, it is not the best time to commit to anything. Wait, process, and proceed when the full moon tensions ease up by 8-8 and get your head in the right place for the Lion's Gate. Leo's sun, at the full moon on the 1st, seeks pleasure, recreation, hedonism, and self-fulfillment.
Ooh, la, la.
Meanwhile, the Aquarius moon, while individualistic as well, values independence and the team, community, and group spirit. The full moon amplifies feelings, attitudes, and circumstances that are already in existence. This is a time of awakening to the need for others or to answer to humanitarian impulses. This lunation is square Jupiter, which could bring up some revelations and come to Jesus moments. Let your light shine. We are straddling the past and the future. Pick a team, be in the present moment, and ride the waves of intergalactic consciousness to freedom here on planet Earth. Our galactic community is waiting for humanity to step up and step out of the third dimensional messy matrix. But if the masses don't awaken, they've agreed to accelerate us humans who have been doing the self-actualization work, shared the vibrational tools and techniques, and are lifting ourselves to higher frequencies of consciousness. There are many who are on the evolutionary fast track out of third dimensional enslavement programs and now being accelerated and elevated by higher dimensional energies. The Sabian symbol for the August 1st full moon in Aquarius is Aquarius 9. A flag is seen turning into an eagle. The keynote is the dynamic incorporation of new social values in individuals who exemplify the spiritual potential and greatest significance of these values. All that is implied here is the vitalization of a powerful symbol, its embodiment in a living reality. For example, in a person able to fly in consciousness to the highest spiritual realm. The archetype is giving living substance and wings. The image has become a power. We have here the acting out of the vision. Pretty deep. I think the Sabian symbol at the full moon on August 1st is particularly significant to the United States, whose totem animal is a bald eagle. Eagle stands for freedom, and a country initially founded on values of freedom and higher purpose, both Aquarian keynotes. And get this, the United States has an Aquarian moon. So, with an election year coming, perhaps a new type of leadership. Not that we know of any candidates that hold that vision, except perhaps one. New leadership that heralds to the higher values of the founding fathers, and also a visionary for the future. Pluto, finishing its 14-year tour through Capricorn, will transit into Aquarius in January 2024, bringing that Aquarian visionary future forth into fruition. Have you ever wanted to learn astrology? This is your chance. Jill Jardine, Master Astrologer, is offering a course. It is a online Zoom class once a week for 6 weeks from September to October 2023. It's time to decode your life purpose, know thyself, get the tools to become the master of your life. Wisdom is freedom. Join me for an astrology course in September and October 2023. Stay tuned for more details and how to sign up. The Lion's Gate is wide open on Big Portal Date 8-8, August 8th. Lion's Gate is an important activation date in the Galactic Consciousness Community, which blasts open from the time that the Sun transits into Leo. This year, on July 22nd, peaking at the date 8-8, and winding down through the Leo new moon on August 16th, but really lasting till the time that the Sun leaves Leo, which is on August 23rd. So that would be from the 22nd of August, 8-8, a big date, Leo new moon, August 16th, another big activation date, and then it leaves when the Sun goes into Virgo on the 23rd of August. This portal is activated every year during the Leo equinox, forcing purification of mind, body, and spirit in order to squeeze through the eye of the needle. If one is ready to shift through this portal or eye of the needle, you will be liberated from fear-based third-dimensional realities and outworn polarities, dualities, or agendas. The Lion's Gate of 8-8 opens the infinity codes. 8 being a number of cosmic consciousness and manifestation. This means it is a time when we can step closer to our personal and collective fifth dimensional consciousness. This is now quite accessible to those who are waking up and becoming aware of changes that need to occur in their own lives. This time, around the 8-8 Lion's Gate is powerful for manifestation, love, and prosperity. This is a powerful time astrologically as well as numerologically. The number 8 represents infinity, the infinite soul that we are, and the infinite expansive nature of our universe. 8 is also the number associated with DNA activation, abundance, prosperity consciousness, soul realization, and taking us out of duality. Lionsgate is not just about numerology, but also astrology, and involves the sun in its ruling sign of Leo and the rising of the star Sirius. Why is it called the Lionsgate? It's because the gateway occurs when the sun is in the astrological sign of Leo, the lion. As a zodiac sign, Leo is associated with the heart center and activating our creative potentials. The Leo energy opens doors for ascension codes and energies of higher consciousness transmitted from the star Sirius and through the great central sun. Sirius is one of the brightest stars in the sky and known as our spiritual sun. While our earthly sun illuminates our physical world, our spiritual sun illuminates the truth of our timeless soul. The ancients were very in tune with the star Sirius, as they believed it was the gateway to heaven and the home of higher vibrational beings. They believed the energy of Sirius carried highly advanced wisdom that we could tap into and utilize whenever Sirius was strong in the sky. Sirius rising during the Leo equinox was celebrated as a special and sacred occasion and marked the start of the new year in many cultures. The ancients would also observe things happening to Mother Earth as well. In ancient Egypt, the rising of Sirius coincided with the flooding of the Nile. They viewed this as a gift of prosperity and fertility and revered Sirius so much they even aligned their pyramids with its rising as well. There are also theories that the pyramids would act as transmitters, helping to amplify the energy of Sirius in order to channel and download its messages with greater ease. The Atlanteans also probably revered Sirius, as many of the technologies, mind powers, or cities that created the Egyptian pyramids came from Atlantis. Think about Egypt and the Great Sphinx with its lion-like qualities, which also aligns with the Leo zodiac during this time of year. This alignment is believed to aid in the receiving of divine messages from both Isis and Anubis, the gods connected to Sirius, the dog star. It wasn't just the Egyptians that revered Sirius. All across the world, from the Mayans to the Sumerians, Babylonians, and the Dogon tribe, there is a strong connection with its bright blue star. This astrological and spiritual gateway has roots that go back to ancient Egypt and for thousands of years has been observed and honored as time of a great energetic influx and activation. The star Sirius is twice the size of our sun and 26 times brighter. Specifically, the energies of Sirius and this gateway are focused on abundance, harvest, and fertility. When this alignment happens, there is an intense surge of light, which awakens DNA, activates the human energy field, and transmits high vibrational frequencies and codes of awakening. The Lion's Gateway energy is all about more fully awakening your divine light and embodying divinity within a physical form. New Moon in Leo arrives on August 16th, shining the light on our creative impulses, building our self-confidence, and making space for leisure time and having fun.
Yeehaw!
Listen to your inner child, who might be feeling neglected because life has been all work and no play.
Aww.
If you are single, plant the seeds for a new romance, whether that's with a person or a creative hobby, or recommit to enjoyment of an existing romance. The Sabian symbol for the degree of this new moon is Leo 17. Leo 17 is a volunteer church choir singing religious hymns. The keynote is the feeling of togetherness, which unites men and women in their dedication to a collective ideal. The symbol expresses the ideal aspect of togetherness and communion. So find some people to commune with at this Leo new moon. The sun leaves its Leo home court and enters mutable Earth sign Virgo on August 23rd, kicking off Virgo season 2023. The focus is on organization, productivity, and self-improvement. Virgo rules health and wellness, so get your routines and regimes in place. However, the best laid plans and intentions may be foiled as Mercury goes retrograde later that day until September 15, 2023. Mercury is Virgo's ruling planet, so during this Mercury retrograde period, assume that details, plans, and schedules may go awry. Try to be flexible when it comes to booking any appointments or travel, as mercurial madness may interfere. This is a good time for reviewing recent work, revamp, and find new ways of doing tasks that have become routine. Renew old self-care, health, or fitness programs. Plans may be considered, then reconsidered, and considered again. We are in a good position to reevaluate our routines and habits, and we might give more thought to the meaning of our work or services. Virgo loves to clear the clutter, so use this Mercury retrograde cycle to get your house in order and kick off your Swedish death cleaning. Swedish death cleaning impulses will be enhanced when Mars enters Libra on August 27th, urging us to get our life in balance. Living in a clean, clear space gives peace of mind. Mars motivates us to seek balance and equanimity in all aspects of our lives. With Venus, the planet of love and connection, still retrograde for another week, Mars in Libra seeks to resolve relationship conflicts or issues, or find new partnerships that are less complicated and more fulfilling. If you don't know what Swedish death cleaning is, it comes from Sweden or from some of our Scandinavian friends, and it's basically go through your stuff and clean it as if you would be dead tomorrow. What are those loved ones going to do with all your stuff? So be conscious and start clearing it now. And then you'll feel even better when you're still alive, looking at a clear, clean, pristine space. We end the month with Uranus going retrograde on August 28th, marking the sixth planet to be retrograde summer into fall. Uranus goes retrograde on August 28th, marking the sixth planet to be retrograde summer into fall. Uranus retrograde wakes people up to the wool being pulled over their eyes and to reevaluate situation. Uranus retrogrades in Taurus from August 28, 2023 to January 27, 2024. Uranus is the planet of chaos and unexpected shifts, so its retrogrades subtly affect the way we process sudden change in our lives. It is a transpersonal or collective planet, meaning when it retrogrades, groups of people might be affected by a significant event that occurs during the retrograde cycle. That's basically from the end of August to the end of January 2024. Uranus retrogrades once a year for about 5 months at a time. Those whose sun sign Uranus is transiting through, which is Taurus, as well as Aquarians, will be impacted by a Uranus retrograde cycle. Uranus rules the sign Aquarius. Uranus is the great awakener, and when he goes retrograde, this is a time of integration. Usually, there are revelations or shifts in consciousness. Uranus will bring breakdowns and breakthroughs. During Uranus retrograde, we can figure out how to implement changes in our lives and society. There will be powerful wake-up calls and necessary change is inevitable. And then we round out the month of August 2023 with another full moon, the once in a blue moon occurrence, with the full moon in Pisces as the sun is in the sign Virgo. So this is all about balancing the Piscean energies, which are your emotional and spiritual self and your connection to source or your higher self. And Virgo, your practical, mundane, day-to-day life and the physical body. So it's a time of integrating both our physical body and physical reality into our spiritual body, our energetic body, and our spiritual realities. So take good care of your health at this Pisces full moon. Make sure your body is that temple where your spirit can dwell and that it becomes a purified and flexible vehicle for the movement of your soul through life. Stay tuned for the sun sign forecast for each sun sign for August 2023. Welcome to the part of the episode you've been waiting for. Sun sign forecast for August 2023. Leo, happy birthday, Leo. It's your birthday, so you can dance in the moonlight and bask in the leonine rays of the sun. Venus is retrograde in your sign, bringing flashbacks to your younger days when you roared louder. Also, this month could be bringing blasts from the past. You are lit up at the Lionsgate at 8:08 and the Leo new moon on August 16th, lavishing love and luck upon you. Set your intentions for a prosperous solar year ahead. Your lucky days, Leo, are August 14th, 15th, and 16th. Virgo. It's time to wrap up loose ends as you enter the final month of your solar year. Powerful Lionsgate and Leo new moon occur in your 12th house of endings and karma. Out with the old and in with the new. Sunshine in your sign begins on August 23rd. Mercury retrogrades back into Virgo, and it's a good time to revisit unfinished tasks and get shit done. Virgo, your lucky days are August 17th and 18th. Libra, the August 1st full moon in Aquarius ushers in a month of fun and frolic for Libra. Retrograde Venus in Leo helps with balancing body, mind, and spirit. Maybe bringing in some romance. Remember to relax and reboot and stay cool and collected while the Leo energies amplify your creative possibilities. Your lucky days, Libra, are August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Scorpio. Scorpio rides the waves in early August, taking the rips and curls of the Leo infusions. Keep your cool and carry on. Lionsgate 8-8 occurs in Scorpio's career house, having Scorpio ponder new career possibilities and getting ready to launch in the coming months. Retrograde Mercury in friendly Virgo in late August gives you time to go back and prepare for what's ahead. Your lucky days, Scorpio, are August 22nd and 23rd. Sagittarius. Sag gets lit up at the Lionsgate 8-8 as you tune into the higher vibrations for inspirations. You get stoked and stroked with friendly flames from Venus in Leo, albeit retrograde, having you reevaluate and reassess all your relationships. New moon in Leo has you fanning fires of creativity. When you're hot, you're hot. Make hay and play while the sun shines. Your lucky days, Sag, are August 24th and 25th. Capricorn, Uranus and Jupiter in fellow Earth sign Taurus pulse, planetary peace to cap. Get out in nature and hear the call of the wild. Unexpected boons could find you soon. Work through any limiting beliefs. Are you worthy to receive even more abundance from the universe? Your lucky days, Capricorn, are August 26th and 27th. Aquarius kicks off the cosmic party with the full moon in your sign on August 1st. Although others may be demanding your attention, don't let it distract you from launching into the Lion's Gate on 8-8, full speed ahead. Leo Planets fuels Aquarius's relationship house, igniting love and passion. Retro Venus cautions against recycling old relationships. Get clear on what you desire and be ready to receive it in October. Aquarius is lit up with four lucky days, August 1st, 2nd, and August 28th and 29th. Pisces, big blasts of big love from Uranus and Jupiter and Taurus boost your spirits. Unexpected resources and gifts may come your way. Seek the cooling waters while hot Leo fires burn. Flow through the Lion's Gate to that higher, peaceful Piscean place. Get ready to celebrate the full moon in your sign on August 30th. Perhaps there'll be a breakthrough for you, Pisces. Your lucky days are August 3rd and 4th, August 30th and 31st. Aries. Aries lets loose at the Aquarian full moon from August 1st to 2nd, and then leaps into the Lion's Gate on August 8th. Aries, like Aquarius, blasts through Lion's Gate portal and bridges the reality of the third and fifth dimensions. New paradigms await you as the North Node travels through your sign for the next 18 months. Taurian planets in your money house may surprise with unexpected resources showing up just when you need them. Your lucky days, Aries, are August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Taurus, surf the waves of change and release resistance. Don't burn yourself out under hot Leo rays. Enjoy some sun time, fun time. Get clear on your intentions on the 8-8 Lion's Gate, which opens doors with ease and grace. At month's end, friendly Earth sign Virgo Sun and Mercury retrograde lend a helping hand and helps you get shit done. Your lucky days, Taurus, are August 7th and 8th. Gemini, Aquarian full moon on August 1st in Lion's Gate 8-8, jolts Gemini onto new playing fields. You are spontaneous and excited, awaiting the next big adventure. You might get a blast from the past, for better or for worse, thanks to so many retrograde planets. The wheel of karma is spinning and past actions boomerang back in wild ways. Your lucky days, Gemini, are August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Cancer, Leo planets in your house of resources light up your financial forecast. Be open to receive more blessings. As the sun shifts into Virgo and Mercury retrogrades there after August 23rd, focus on your health and well-being and make those improvements that will give you more energy and prana, life force. Your lucky days, Cancer, are August 12th and 13th. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the August 2023 Astrology Update. Remember to subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending healing, roaring, Lionsgate activation, and vibrations through the quantum field.